New 34-day reading program from UCG President Mr. Rick Schaube. Remarks from UCGSF Bay Area Pastor Troy Phelps. Dear Bay Area family, earlier this week, as a part of the Home Office Weekly Update, Mr. Rick Schaube, President of United Church of God, sent the following. As we approach the Feast of Tabernacles and Eighth Day and the return of Jesus Christ to this earth, I'm reminded of something God commanded His people to do every 7 years. We find it in Deuteronomy 31:10-13. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, at the appointed time in the year of release, at the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God in the place which He chooses, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and little ones, and the stranger who is within your gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn to fear the Lord your God and carefully observe all the words of this law. And that their children who have not known it, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land which you crossed the Jordan to possess. Brethren, as God's people united in His Spirit and truth and led by our Savior and soon coming King, Jesus Christ, let's together, everyone around the world, join in reading the words of Deuteronomy this year as we look forward to the feast. There are 34 chapters in Deuteronomy, and beginning next Monday, August 26, we will post a link on the homepage of ucg.org. The chapter to be read that day, along with the commentary from our own United Church of God Bible commentary. Be sure you read the words from your Bible as well as from our commentary, and include your children in this, as we all read and meditate together on the words He left for His people who are about to enter into the Promised Land, just as we find ourselves entering times that signal the return of Christ. Along with our reading and meditation, let us all pray for God's will to be done. Ask Him to teach us His way, search our hearts, and lead us to the purity and unity He desires for us, both individually and collectively. We are His people. Pray for each other, and let us keep our eyes on God, building our faith and trust in Him. I hope each of you will take advantage of this program and opportunity to study these chapters right alongside thousands of your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. The Home Office has established a link to this study, and it can be found here. www.ucg.org/members/news/daily-bible-reading the Book of Deuteronomy. Again, as stated above by Mr. Schaube, this program will begin on Monday, August 26. I'm excited by this unifying program, and I hope you are too.